This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Drake is saying goodbye to Beverly Hills, and he's put up his mansion for sale for a whopping $88 million. The house is pretty cool. It's 25,000 square feet and features world-class art. The property has amazing views of city lights, canyons, and the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, let's throw in hidden tennis courts, a library, a screening room, a gym, a game room, an orchard. Jamie Foxx has finally broken his silence on social media after being hospitalized for the past few weeks as he continues to battle his health issues. The actor said, quote, "Appreciate all the love, feeling blessed," unquote, along with emojis of praying hands. His show, Beat Shazam, is now hosted by, unfortunately, America's dad, Nick Cannon. LA's gated Hidden Hills community, home of the Kardashians and other wealthy celebrities, is investing in serious security upgrades. That's because of a change brought on by a spate of uninvited visitors for the famous sisters. The recent beef-up is due to the area getting hammered with burglaries, stalkers, and obsessed fans trying to get inside. Get a life. Aussie pop star The Kid LAROI is accused of dining and dashing at a Missouri restaurant. Best known for his hit collab Stay with Justin Bieber, LAROI left his waiter with a triple-digit bill at the Dublin's Pass Irish Pub and Restaurant. He performed at the Great Southern Bank Arena before heading to the eatery with a few of his pals. Dude, you gotta stay and pay your bill. Afeni and Tupac Shakur are making history. Dear Mama, the five-part docuseries about the mother and son, scored the most-watched premiere episode for an unscripted series in FX's history. Dear Mama will release a new episode each week, premiering Fridays on FX. With 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, that's more than California love.
Dead or alive?
In 1987, red-hot UK recording artist Terence Trent D'Arby said his debut record was the most important album since the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper. After his follow-up release fizzled, he moved to LA, changed his name to Sananda Maitreya, and became a recluse. Dead or alive? Alive. He's continued to release music, which no one hears. Willie Nelson turned 90, and many of his musical friends helped him celebrate the momentous occasion during a two-day event at the Hollywood Bowl. The shows featured Emmylou Harris, Stephen Stills and Neil Young, Snoop Dogg, Dave Matthews, Tom Jones, George Strait, and Kris Kristofferson and Roseanne Cash, who sang an emotional duet. There's nothing like a happy Willie. The next season of Ryan Murphy's Netflix anthology series Monster will tackle the story of convicted murderers Lyle and Eric Menendez. This follows the success of the first season that told the story of mass murderer Jeffrey Dahmer. It became one of only four Netflix series to log over 1 billion hours viewed in its first 60 days. Yeah, that show killed me. Mark Wahlberg would support an Entourage reboot amid buzz that the hit HBO show could be making a comeback. "I don't know if that's going to happen, but I would definitely support it," Wahlberg said, while attending the grand opening of Tao's restaurant, Cathedral, in Las Vegas. Wahlberg was the co-executive producer of Entourage, which made him plenty of cash.
Idiot of the Week!
Jackson Mahomes, younger brother of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, was arrested for aggravated sexual battery. He's been charged with 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery and 1 count of misdemeanor battery. Aspen Vaughn, the 40-year-old owner of Aspen's restaurant, says Mahomes tried to forcibly kiss her several times. Idiot! Jack Nicholson was finally seen in public at an LA Lakers playoff game. The three-time Academy Award winner sat courtside in what was his first public appearance since he attended a Lakers game in October of 2021. Nicholson was talking to Larry David, star of Curb Your Enthusiasm and co-creator of Seinfeld, before the start of the game. And I'm sure that Larry annoyed him. Advances in deepfake technology mean that the digital likeness of actors will soon be brought to life for movies and TV without them actually doing anything. For example, months after Bruce Willis retired due to illness, he appeared in a Russian wireless company commercial thanks to AI firm DeepCake that was able to recreate him. Deeply disturbing. The Super Mario Brothers movie has crossed the $1 billion milestone after grossing about $500 million in both North America and internationally. It's only the fifth movie of pandemic times to join the Billion Club, following Spider-Man No Way Home, Top Gun Maverick, Jurassic World Dominion, and Avatar The Way of Water. Nice! I think. Apple TV Plus has given The Morning Show an early renewal for season 4 ahead of its third season premiere this fall. The third season added Jon Hamm to its cast and will see the returns of Juliana Margulies, Tig Notaro, Stephen Fry, and Natalie Morales. Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston continue to executive produce and star with plenty of arguing.
The Trash Bin.
Bam Margera claims he stopped drinking. "For the sake of Phoenix the Wolf, today is the day I stop drinking," he said, referring to his 5-year-old son with estranged wife Nicole Boyd. Margera's brother Jess said he is, quote, "dying in a crisis of addiction, criminal charges, and strangers enabling his behavior," unquote. Still a jackass.
The news wrap-up.
YouTube's advertising revenue dropped for the third straight quarter, dragging down Google's financial results. Meta's Q1 sales were up 3% as the social media company beat Wall Street estimates. San Francisco-based social app Clubhouse is laying off more than half of its staff. Uber reported first quarter earnings were up 29%, which means more people are getting drunk and not driving.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
K-pop group 17 tops the charts with FML.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Happy Place by Emily Henry is the best-selling fiction book.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour got underway in Glendale, Arizona on March 17th and continues through August 9th. Besides the initial ticketing fiasco by Ticketmaster, one issue that fans are dealing with are super long lines for tour merchandise. Lines have extended through the stadium parking lots and down the street sometimes for a few blocks. The grumbling has been feverish online, with some fans saying, "I've never, ever seen merch lines so long." Other than that, Swift's personal life is the hot gossip the past couple of weeks, as rumors abound that she's dating Formula race car driver Fernando Alonso. Gee, I hope that doesn't come back to haunt her. Here's Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Karma.
You're talking shit for the hell of it, addicted to betrayal but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down, 'cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around, and I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is my car. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not?
That was Taylor Swift with the song of the week, Karma. Follow us across all social media. That's LA Spins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.